from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
Yes, just this last weekend. 718, Portland Sports Leader, don't you forget it, we are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Coming up in about 15 minutes, stop me if you've heard this before. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll dive into the National League and see teams that are playing well and teams that aren't, and see what's going on, because it is a mess in the National League right now. But I'd like to start here. You know, it's funny, I got into service at about 11 o'clock a.m. yesterday, and I got the word that the legend Bill Walton passed away. And yeah, it's been really interesting. I listened to ESPN Radio, and I listened to, you know, some other stuff just kind of talking about it, and it's wild to see somebody that I feel like we teased a lot, and a lot of people maybe never took him very seriously, to see the outpouring of how beloved and amazing this man was.
Hell yeah, dude.
Obviously, us here in Portland, we have a huge, huge connection to Bill Walton, as he brought us our only title.
See, you did it right there. What was driving me nuts yesterday on ESPN and SportsCenter is
Celtic legend Bill Walton.
No, but whenever they would bring up the Trailblazers title, like their only title.
Yeah,
it seemed like they made sure to let people know.
And
by the way, that is their only championship. Reminding you guys, you know, it's almost been 50 years. Their only one.
And I mean that as lovingly of our only title. And they're just like, remember, the Blazers suck. You remember they just traded Dame Lillard. You know, those guys, they're idiots. You know, LaMarcus, all that stuff. The 99 playoffs against the Lakers.
Dude, Van Pelt did it. There was I might have been Wilbon during their little produced piece that they had, but there was multiple times just there. I'm like, oh yeah, we know. We know it's our only one, okay? Stop. Thank you.
But I want to talk about Bill Walton for a completely different reason.
Oh, I know which route you're going.
I feel like Bill's in a weird way, looking down on this stupid little baseball show that we do, as the bumper music that came back is Goose. They are a jam band. That song is called Hunger Sight. I love that. They cover a lot of the Grateful Dead. And for me, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was talking with you, Joe, today about what are we going to talk about? You know, we're both kind of out of the realm for a little bit over the weekend, trying to figure out what's happened in baseball. How to build this show, how to talk to you about baseball. And I sat in my car all day yesterday listening to stories about Bill and all this kind of stuff. And what really resonates to me is that Bill Walton, first and foremost, was a basketball player, maybe, but second and foremost, Bill Walton was a deadhead. And as somebody who just came back from a trip where I was introduced to the Grateful Dead when I was about 8 years old and have been listening to that band for 30 years, I guess I'm 38, if I said eight, then about 30 years. The coolest thing I ever loved about Bill Walton, other than the fact that he just loved life better than anybody else, is that Bill Walton and I shared two loves. We shared a love for the Pac-10, the Pac-12, and we shared a love for the Grateful Dead. And I saw today on Instagram, Mickey Hart, who's one of the two drummers for the Grateful Dead, posted today talking about how Bill was his best friend and one of the most amazing people and an honorary member of the Dead. And just thinking about Bill Walton, and I think the thing I love about him the most is that even though basketball was his job, it wasn't the only thing that he loved. And I think that's important to remember, that your job is not who you are. It is a part of what you are, but it is not who you are. And he's a dead guy, just like me, and that makes me feel special.
Well, the passion for the Dead and jam bands, it does not go unnoticed, as the Vancouver Ford text line, someone chimes in. Thanks for the goose bumper music. So they recognize it as well. And yeah,
and we wouldn't have goose bumper music if we didn't have the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. So and this is the one time of year where I will not crack a joke about jam bands or the Grateful Dead, because there is something about that following, that fan base, that that cult-like following of mm-hmm. the band.
It's borderline religious.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it reminds me a lot of one of your other favorite band followings is the Dave Matthews Band. Mm-hmm. And that kind of falls in that same lane as far as genre goes. And it's really amazing to see that connection come through after this. And people remember, like you said, all the things that he truly loved and was known for outside of his basketball career. And that it almost seems like when this moment happens, like that is almost second fiddle to mm-hmm. everything else. Like it's him being a deadhead, him being a commentator, him loving the Pac-12, him being a rights activist in multitude of ways, his love for nature. And then it's like, oh yeah, and the dude was one of the best basketball players of all time.
Oh, side note.
Keep in mind,
I got to see Bill Walton. I never met him, but I got to see him call a Wazoo game.
I got
Pullman.
To see Bill Walton.
And it's
Walton.
Like, oh my God, that's Bill Walton.
I got to see Bill Walton in a very strange way. It was almost like seeing like this figure that wasn't real. Like, so I was in Eugene, I was going to school and trying to get to class one morning and driving around campus, trying to find a parking spot somewhere. And there's this really big parking lot right across the street from campus off of 13th over by where Taylor's used to be. But I think it was more so for like faculty and staff. And I think some students could park there. But there's this SUV that parked there and I'm driving by the parking lot and I just see this giant of a man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And it was Bill Walton. But in that moment, I'm like, holy crap, was that Bill Walton? And so sure enough, I had to park my car and then look up, like, is there an Oregon basketball game tonight? Yeah. Who are they playing? Yeah. What channel is it on? Like, right. What the hell is happening? Because I think that was Bill Walton. It was one of those moments where I'm like, dude, that I don't know who else that could have been. A giant of a man with that hairstyle and that look, like, in the split second of seeing him. And then sure enough, later that night, I see he is in Oregon. He's calling a game for ESPN. And he was also there at the library because he had this big love for the Oregon Library and the history behind that. Like, that dude knew so much and, again, had so many passions that there was this whole backstory of why he was at the library that day and got there, you know, 12 hours before the game was even ready to go and ready to start because he was doing something at the library. I think it was maybe when he was doing his book tour or something.
About his bicycle?
Yeah, possibly. Or volcanoes. But... yeah, that was one of those moments where I saw Bill Walton. I couldn't believe it. It was like almost like seeing Sasquatch in the wild. And but yeah, I mean, that dude, he is absolute legend in this area. Sucked to see, obviously, that he passed. To use the old Norm MacDonald joke, I didn't even know he was sick. But yeah, I'm sure that seeing that yourself because of the connection you have with the music that you and him both like, I'm sure that was tough.
Yeah, and I think one thing for music, you know, I love the idea. Bands that play a ton of shows a year. I told this story to Jason and Isaac as they were leaving the studio. Something that's really cool. I mean, like, Bill Walton wasn't just a fan. Like, if there's a Mount Rushmore of the greatest Grateful Dead fans, deadheads as we call them, Bill Walton's up there. And he's up there with a guy named Dick, Richard, who became the first ever archivist of the Grateful Dead. He was a big tape trader, and he listened to so many shows and went to so many shows, and was eventually hired by the band because he told them it was very special to save your recordings and potentially release those. And so there's this wonderful series for the Grateful Dead called Dick's Picks. Picks. P-I-C-K-S. Like, I chose this, not Brett Favre stuff. But
the dude was revolutionary. But what he did that before.
Yeah, but what he would do is he would say, hey, I love this show from 77 or 72 or 68 or 88 and 92. And he would say, we should master this and release it. And they created Dick's Picks. And he has over 50 releases from that. And that would have never started without Bill Walton. Bill Walton found him at a show randomly and said, hey, I love your shirt. Where can I get one of those? And Dick took the shirt off and gave it to Bill. And Bill said, hey, come with me. And he introduced them to the band. And Dick became the first ever archivist of the Grateful Dead and was the gatekeeper of their live releases. And when he eventually died, he passed that on to Dave Lemieux. Dave Lemieux is also on the Mount Rushmore because now he has Dave's Picks in honor of Dick, and none of that. We have all these soundboards and high quality. You can go on Spotify, whatever your service is, and you can find all these. And all that was created from Bill Walton simply because he just was a happy guy, and he felt that the Dead can give you some happiness. I was just on this trip, and I said, I can't wait till Sunday. And everybody was like, well, what's on Sunday? And I said, well, on Sunday, it's the Lord's Day, so we play the Dead. It's Grateful Sunday. And I can't figure out what show I should play. And I ended up playing Egypt in 78, And sure enough, Bill Walton was at those shows when they played Egypt around the pyramids. And I don't know. I'm tangenting. I'm channeling my inner Bill Walton right now. But I think that's amazing. Wonderful human being. Obviously a Portland legend. But touches me in ways that goes beyond basketball.
Well, it's funny that, you know, the moment that I remember where I saw Bill Walton down in Eugene at the U of O campus, and I went back to find, like, all right, what was the reason he was there? Because I knew he was at the library for some specific reason, but he went to the library, and I love this because the headline for the story is, library fan, Bill Walton. Like, of course he was a library fan. I love libraries, the books, the stories, like that.
The magical places they can
just
take you.
The silence is just deafening, but yet beautiful. But he was there paying a visit to the Knight Library, hooking up with two former members of Ken Kesey's Merry Pranksters.
Yep. Kesey might be the fourth member of the Dead Rushmore.
Well, and that's what I was saying. He is well known, a fan of the Grateful Dead, a band that had close ties to Kesey. Joining him in the library were Ken Babbs and Carolyn Garcia.
The bus known as Further.
Both members of Kesey's counterculture group, the Merry Pranksters. Garcia was once married to Jerry Garcia, lead guitarist of the Grateful Dead. And his quote, "This is my family," Walton said. And so, yeah, I mean, the whole reason he was there is because of the connection to Ken Kesey, the Grateful Dead, Merry Pranksters, all of that right here. So crazy, crazy how the stars intertwine like that.
What a cool story. Like a guy that is literally known for communicating with people and wanting to make the world a better place and just, you know, get people together. He's literally responsible for more people knowing and enjoying the Grateful Dead. So that's pretty awesome.
Rest in peace, my friend. If I saw you right now, I would tell you what I heard in an interview today. I would just roll away the dew, my friend. All right. That's me on a soapbox. Thank you to the two of you and to you listeners out there for letting me, indulging me and sharing that. I love you, Bill. I never met you, but thank you for everything. As Mickey Hart said, you're my best friend. You're one of the most wonderful people in the world. And as Bill always said, I'm the luckiest man alive. Kudos to you, my friend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.